When you were growing up, did your parents urge you to hide your talents, remain humble, and be careful not to outshine others? In today's society, some of that advice may be outdated. Author and podcaster Andrea Owen has been writing books about women's empowerment for more than a decade. Her new one is called Make Some Noise, Speak Your Mind, and Own Your Strength. She's urging women to ask for what they want in the workplace and elsewhere in their lives. She tells us you can do it without being mean and nasty and without throwing any elbows.
There's a line between being humble and also embracing and celebrating your strengths and accomplishments. And I think that that may have been where the line got a little bit blurry. Especially with women, we tend to really hide our accomplishments. We're brought up to not ever be boastful or, you know, especially not conceited, something like that. But yeah, it can get a little confusing for some.
Something we're really trying very hard to do here at WTOP is to lift everyone up as we emphasize diversity and inclusion. Is it okay to outshine other people and ask for what you want and be kind about it? You can really have it all.
I want to give people the benefit of the doubt that they know when they're, you know, trying to outshine someone from a place of competition or a place of trying to one-up them. That's different from what I'm talking about. When I talk about it, Dimitri, is because many people have this fundamental fear of outshining people because perhaps they grew up in a family where their sibling wasn't as athletic as they were and their parents told you, you know, downplay your strengths like you were told. Or maybe, you know, especially like in my household, when I started to out-earn my husband and became the primary breadwinner, then I felt very uncomfortable and I had to ask him, you know, how do you feel about that? Luckily, he felt absolutely fine with it. But I think sometimes we can have this even unconscious fear that to really grow into all of our accomplishments will outshine someone else and make them uncomfortable. And that's where we start to hold ourselves back.
As we try to strive toward equality, we're learning new terms and trying to put them into practice. What is internalized misogyny?
It's the misogyny that many of us have. And it's usually a term that we associate with men, but women can participate as well. So this manifests for us as things like chronic dieting, participating in diet culture when we maybe do not need to lose any weight. We're trying to conform to certain beauty ideals, judging other women for their sexual choices or the way that they dress. Maybe we are trying to get ahead and we betray other women or spread rumors or things like that.
What can we do to fight it?
Kindly, politely, pointing it out with people that you trust. I'll give you a quick example. I was playing tennis with a group of friends and someone casually said, well, you know how catty women can be. And I stopped and I said, you know, I actually used to think that too, but I found out it's a stereotype that's not really true. And we're not inherently catty. And a lot of times it's just what was modeled for us. And I am also trying to break down stereotypes like that. So there's a way that you can do it without being contemptuous and being a know-it-all and just sort of bringing it to attention.
Let's get into the pay gap. Women are making less. That is a consistent thing. It has been for time immemorial, you know. What can be done to finally change that?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to get really clear. And when I say we, I'm talking about women, about talking about money in general. And I'm speaking very generally right now. There's, of course, a lot of exceptions, but there's been studies, you know, by Fidelity did one a few years ago where women are great when it comes to running a household, even when it comes to budgeting their own finances at home. But when it comes for broader things like investing, you know, 401ks, things like that, we tend to take a back seat. So first and foremost, we as women need to get okay talking about salaries, talking about investing, getting out of debt, you know, referring our friends to our financial advisor, all of these things that have primarily been a quote unquote man's job. And that I think is one of the first steps in order to close that gap.
What if you're introverted and it's not your nature to, as your book indicates and your brand indicates, make some noise?
Yeah. So make some noise. The way that I'm referring to it isn't necessarily getting up on your desk and shouting from the rooftops all of your accomplishments or flipping over tables or, you know, God forbid, flipping off your boss. Like, that is not at all what I'm encouraging people to do. Sometimes making noise might be even just doing the inner work and journaling around questions that are these powerful questions that you've never been asked before, or doing some work with your therapist. That, in essence, is absolutely making noise. noise. And if you are more introverted, maybe it's not that you have this conversation at brunch with a bunch of your friends, but it's just with your partner or one of your good friends or your therapist. It can just absolutely be a one-on-one conversation to make changes in your life.
I've noticed this among colleagues and friends that occasionally a female coworker may be underperforming in a certain department, but all her female colleagues will stand up for her anyway and put her to the fore because they don't want to talk badly about another woman.
I love that you brought this up, and it's complicated, right? Because I am under the firm belief that I don't support all women. Some women behave poorly. I have behaved poorly at times, and I needed people, not just women, but I needed people to point out where I had been doing just some misstepping, if you will, so that I can take responsibility and accountability for my actions. I think we all have things to learn. And I think right now, socially, we're in a place where some of us might feel like we're walking on eggshells. We don't know what the right next thing to do is. And so I completely understand where you're coming from. I think that there's a time and a place for everything. And I don't think you're in the wrong for asking questions, ever. I think if you come from a place of curiosity, in that example that you just gave, Dimitri, it might sound something like, you know, I love that you're all supporting each other. And in my opinion, from where I'm sitting, it seems like Janet's making mistakes in this particular area. What do you think? You're making it a discussion, and you're also saying what your experience is instead of pointing fingers and blaming Janet.
Is an act toward women's empowerment always an act of rebellion in the atmosphere that we're in right now?
I believe, yes, that it is. You know, I think it's interesting that we even have a term called women's empowerment. And I didn't realize this, you know, 12, 13 years ago when I first started this work. The things that I teach women, and this is things like getting over people pleasing, you know, stopping perfectionism, having more self-confidence, having more courage so you can gain more self-confidence, I should say. That, in many ways, when we are taking the action to have more of those things and do more of those things, we are essentially pushing back on the culture that raised us, because that culture is telling us to always be accommodating, to always put other people's comfort before our own, to always be quiet, never make a scene. And so sometimes we have to push back on that. And that, in essence, is an act of rebellion.
Final thought here about your new book and why you believe we should check it out.
Well, of course, I'm biased. But if anyone's interested in women's empowerment, you know, my first two books were just straight up and down women's self-help. And I realized I could not write another book about women's empowerment without naming the elephant in the room. So it's definitely not a feminist theory book. It's not heavy-handed at all, but it's really taking a look at what I think is the root of the problem. And just one last thing I want to say is that patriarchy, the culture, it hurts everyone. Men for sure have their challenges. It's not just women.
Andrea Owen, podcaster and author, her latest book is called Make Some Noise.